Hallelujah. Good morning, precious brothers and sisters. Reading Psalm 74, and it's the last two verses in the psalm, and it's verses 22 and 23.
Are we reading out of the TPT? Don't ignore these ignorant words, this continual mocking. Rise up, God. It's time to defend yourself from all of this. Never forget what your adversaries are saying, for their rage and uproar arise continually against you. It's time to stand up to them.
Arise. Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful, you know. We know we've got a God that backs himself, that believes in his goodness, that everything's made by him and it's made for him. So it's the right thing to do, is to bring in the right agendas, the right plan in every area, and that is our God. And we've seen him through the ages. He's always stood up for his name's sake. He stood up for his purpose and plans, and therefore he stood up for the righteous, those that were in agreement with him. He would back them up. And so we know that. And just a while ago I was saying, Lord, come manifest, reveal yourself, you know, with this deception that's going in, it's that in politics, in the medical field, and just in so many areas, you know. And then the Lord got me really thinking, and this is beautiful. I want to share this with you. He showed me, you know, when I was young, I would like diving, and mountain climbing, and doing adventurous things. But when I got older and I had a wife and I had children, I wanted to include them in these things that are beautiful and adventurous and nice. And that straight away got me to see exactly what the Lord is saying. And, you know, even through the ages, as you see at times, I mean, especially when he was working with the Israelites, he would, and the people were offending his purpose, offending his cause. Is there not a cause, David says, so beautiful. And then he would open up the earth and let them depart, you know, or just strike them down straight like that. But then also, even in the Old Covenant, you see this on many times when he was bringing judgment, you would see the judgment upon those that have overstepped their mark, have moved outside of the boundaries that's set for them. They would have repercussions, but then the righteous would always be executing the vengeance as well. They would play a part in what is taking place, and that already shows you, you know, the heart of the Father wants his children his children involved. And why? Because you see, when something is wrong, it's in a certain office, it's in a certain kingdom, there needs to be the right things need to come into that kingdom. Because at the end of the day, the kingdoms of this world all belong to God and are all coming back to God. So people need to fill the shoes of the wicked by bringing in that which God wants, the right things, into the various kingdoms, into the various areas. So it's so important to know, we can just go see some scriptures in this. I love in Zechariah chapter 9. It speaks about the he'll free us from the waterless pit. So when we busy with demonic activities, it's a waterless pit. You're just hurting yourself and you're hurting others. And then he says, return to your hope. Your hope is your expectations, the expectations God has got. Wake up to the right expectations. And then he says, he will restore double to us. What's a double? The wrong things will be removed. The sin is removed. We were a slave of sin, but now we are a slave of righteousness, and the right things come into the picture. And then he says, and then he'll Stir us up against the sons of Greece, the sons of the kingdom of darkness. Because when you got the right things, you need to stand on it. And so you stand against the sons of darkness. And then he says, and he will arise upon us. And he will, you faithful with little, he arises and more comes. And you can see that also in Malachi chapter 4 as well, where the wicked, they get burnt up, but then the righteous, those who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness, Jesus, arises upon them, and they go out with joy, and they tread down the captives and set and free those that were made captive. So, you know, we need to see that there isn't just a sitting back, God just move. There's also a moving into God, finding out what is right and bringing in those areas that are right and standing on them and declaring boldly, this is what our God stands for. This is what God wants in this arena and that arena. And also in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, you see that it's God speaks there about his servants that suffer because they stand for what is right. And he says it's just to repay them. And then he comes with Jesus. Comes with his angels. It's Jesus coming, his angels coming, and then he also says to be, and he's glorified in his saints. So guys, we need to see there's a part we've got to play. Yes, we pray against the wrong things, but also we've got to know what is the right things. Remember, when a lie is trying to hide a truth, a lie is never truth. It's just a distortion of the truth. So you can look at any of these arenas, whether it's in the pharmaceutical industry, medical industry, the politicians, anywhere. There's the wrong things are need to be taken out because they are darkness, and darkness is a lack of light. So that the wrong things is opportunity for the right things. Darkness is opportunity for the light. And curse, and when you do the wrong things, you cursed. So, and a curse is an opportunity for a blessing. So arise and shine, brothers and sisters, and just stick close to God so you can see what he sees and acknowledge him in all your ways so that he can make your path and our path and this world's path the way it should be. Amen. His kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.